Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday night show. So it's going to be great tonight. We have an awesome guest coming on, Sonia Santa Mosley. And, you know, people, she's one of my favorite people to talk to. And she was Lucy Cooper on Guardian Light, Doug Justice, Baywatch, One Life to Live, and she was on a lot of those people. And I'm going to bring her on, and it's going to be a really good show because it's Wednesday. Nothing bad happened on a Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Oh, my God, it's Tuesday. Why am I saying it's Wednesday? I don't know. Don't listen to me. Okay, I'm bringing Sandra on, you guys.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I think nothing bad happens on Tuesday either. So we're all good.
I don't know why I said it was Wednesday. I think having Veterans Day just threw me off.
By the way,
your maiden name, I mean your new married name, isn't on like Wikipedia yet or any of them. So I had to go back and put you new name along with, you know, the whole thing. And so, yeah, I totally forgot about that for like a couple of days because it wasn't on anything I was looking at for you.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I am really happy for you. Have you been doing any projects lately?
So I did a project this summer. It was a small part, but it was in a shark movie that played on Discovery during Shark Week. So I played a reporter. It was based on a true story, and so there was some big storm off of North Carolina, and this boat broke up. Like, it sort of, they had these 40-foot waves, and it broke, and so they all ended up in the raft. There were five of them, and naturally, there were sharks in those waters, and one of the girls got caught, and so there was blood around, too, which attracted the shark. So, anyway, that was kind of fun. We got to shoot that in the Dominican Republic, which was really amazing. They have this huge water tank where they filmed it, and that was pretty cool.
Well, I think that is, when will it be out in the, I mean, when will it be out for people?
You know what,
to see?
It passed already. So that one was in the summer. The next thing that I have coming up, if anybody's in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, I will be doing a play with Heather and Nicole Tom. It's one we've done before, but we don't do it too often. And we're doing it at a theater. I'll have to get all the details to give to you, but it's just outside of Pittsburgh, and it's on December 14th, and the show is called Vanities. It's a three-woman show with Heather Tom and Nicole Tom and myself. So it's really
oh my
a
God.
Fun show.
Sonia, I would love, I mean, I already love you, but if you could get them on the show with you and we could promote the play, if you could do that, that would be awesome. I love the Tom sisters.
I always
love the Tom sisters. I think you that would be a great idea. And so is the play, like, where is the play, in New York or California?
No, neither. It's actually just outside of Pittsburgh.
Hoping you said just outside of Seattle. Then I was going to be really happy.
Maybe another time. That would be fun. But if any of your listeners are close to Pittsburgh, we'll be there. Two shows on December 14th. We have a matinee and an evening, and it's a really funny and fun show, and it would be amazing to see anyone who wants to come out.
Yeah, and do you think maybe you could talk to them and see if they are interested in coming on here, and for all three of you women to promote it, because I think it would be a really cool way to promote it, and then you can get more people, and I just think it would be a really cool show to do.
I will definitely talk to them. I think if they have, if they can, Heather's going to be the tricky one, because we were actually supposed to do it in November, and she's directing a show, so we had to move the show to December. So I don't know how busy she is, but maybe even in December we could do it, because I think that would be fabulous, and I think it would be fun
that
to have all three
great
of us on your show.
And that sounds so much fun doing a play. And so that's December 14th. Wow, you're going to be busy before
December
14th. Christmas.
December 14th. I know. My birthday is December 17th. So the show, my birthday, Christmas.
I just think it's a really cool, concept of the play. And I was thinking about you the other day, actually, because I was thinking you would be perfect on Bold and Beautiful. Hey, I'm still pushing you to get back in the soaps. I'm not giving up that dream. You can't be on Guiding Light or One Life to Live since they are not on anymore. But you could be on Bold and Beautiful or Young and the Restless or Days of a Life. A general hospital, but I think you could do really awesome if you were a new Logan sister that they never knew about, and then you and Heather Tom would be working all the time.
That would be fun.
I think that would be really cool.
She's so talented. It would be amazing to work with her every day or whenever she works. That would be great. Yeah. Well, you should pitch that to Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay,
if
I know.
Maybe they'll think about it.
Also, I was watching the other night. I don't know why, but I was bored. I was watching you in the Playboy Hugh Hefner story, and I found it really. I was watching. I was just flipping. I have enough on my TV. You think I would actually just watch that, but no, I was just bored and I was flipping Sanders, and there you were. And I wanted to know how was it to, be on on a movie like that that was so iconic, for the whole Playboy industry. When it first came out, it was so iconic. And so taboo, and, people were, afraid to go on the, magazine, but they went, they did, but I just thought you did really good. How was that for you, taping
Thanks.
The movie
yeah.
and doing the movie?
That was a really cool experience, the whole thing, because I got to play in that Gloria Steinem, who's also iconic. I mean, what a women's leader and women's rights and really advocating for, female power. So it was interesting to play that character. And I learned a lot about Hugh Hefner. I mean, he's an interesting character. He really started out as an every guy. He actually was kind of a geek or a nerd or whatever you want to call it, when not very popular in high school. But he was a really excellent cartoonist, so he could draw cartoons. And for the school paper, he created a cartoon called Hef, where he created this character that he ultimately became. So it's really kind of funny to see how he grew into this character. Like, Hef in the cartoon would wear that, you know, the night jacket that he's famous for, and he had always these women around. So I think it was his alter ego playing out in this cartoon, and then he ultimately became that guy. But we also did the opening party, for the opening of the show, at the Hefner, at the Playboy Mansion. So that was the first time I had ever been in there, and that was kind of fun to see such an iconic place. I know he's a very controversial figure, and he was a complicated guy. Like, I think initially he really saw himself as somebody who was fighting for the underdog. He was very big in black rights. He actually was good friends with Martin Luther King, and would take all the Playboy bunnies and the Playboy plane and go to all these sit-ins with Martin Luther King. So I think in some ways he said that he thought he was doing something similar for women. Like, he was giving them power. He was giving them their sexual power. But many other people interpret it completely differently. And I think, you know, it's on one hand, it did do that. On the other hand, it was also very degrading. So it was a dichotomy to kind of experience those. But playing Goldstein, I was definitely not a fan of Hugh Hefner.
Well, yeah, I just think. You know, you are so true about in a good way he did good. In another way, some people didn't like it. But, well, did you ever go to the Playboy house? I mean, the big mansion?
Yes, I actually got to go to it after the party when they released this show. I very much remember. I never went when they had big parties there, but it was, yes, absolutely. It was crazy what was going on there.
Yeah, I've heard from several people in the 80s and 90s, it was like the place to be on a Friday night and Saturday night, and it was crazy, and to be on the fly of the wall of that, I would really like that, but, you know, it didn't happen to me, so, you know, it's just not fair. But, you know, that's totally okay. And I also was wondering, when you did My Friend's Love Affair, it was a really good movie. I kind of like those movies because they are really good, and you tell yourself you're not going to get into it, and then you totally get into it. And how was doing that?
How was it doing that? Was that the
question? No, how was that, My Love, you know, My Friend Love Affair, because that was a third, you know, that was a third movie, but it was a really good movie, I thought. It was in 2001, so... You know, it was a really, really long time ago. but it was great.
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, when I told my brother I was interviewing you, he goes, oh my gosh, he was on the Baywatch The Next Generation. And I go, okay, is that all you boys think of? And he goes, yes. So, yeah, he thought it was pretty cool that I was interviewing you because he really enjoyed you on Baywatch. And, like, of course you would say that. and, people want you back in daytime. I hear that all the time that, you know, we are missing the people from One Life to Live and Guiding Light. And we miss seeing you on our screens. Five days a week, and I would love it if daytime came calling you, because I think it would be a really cool thing to have you back on daytime.
Well, thank you. It would be very cool. I did enjoy my time on daytime. It was an amazing, fun experience, and I worked with really great people. And, you know, I love what I'm doing now, too, and it would be fun to do that as well. So I guess if they call, I would probably answer.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to bring on Bobby.
Bobby.
Hello.
Hey,
sorry. Hey,
Bobby.
Hey. So you said you got a play coming out with Heather and Nicole Tom, correct?
Correct. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be great, like Carly said, if you was back on television or in some sort of movie that Heather directed or you two were working together on Bold and Beautiful, because it would be awesome, because I have known both of the sisters very well. Never met them before, but wrote to them and watched what they had done on television with Nicole in the Beethoven movies and The Nanny and
yeah.
her recurring role in the original 90210. And Heather on Young and Restless, One Life to Live, and Bold and Beautiful. So,
yeah.
Dana, are you still here?
What's that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was dead air for a second, so I saw blog
I'm still there. I'm still there, Carly. Anyways, like I was saying, it would be great to work with them, and maybe if you get back involved in some sort of movie, and Heather's son that was on Bold and Beautiful for a while, we can play your son. That'd be awesome. Or even if David Thomas back in acting. I don't know if he's still acting right now because I'm not too sure. But it would be great to play opposite him, Rebby, your girlfriend or wife, Rebby, his wife or girlfriend, in a movie or a TV show. It would be great.
Yeah. That would be super fun.
Because at least you will know that you've worked with the Tom family in one form or another.
I know. That if I worked with the brother, then I will have worked with all of them. That would be fun.
Yeah. And,
right.
Of course, if you work with Heather's son who was on Bold and Beautiful for a while as Will.
Yeah, that's right. Her actual son,
That would be great because it would be great to have you play opposite Zane's character's mom, you playing playing the mom to the son in the movie.
I love
but,
these ideas. I think you guys should start writing these episodes and send them.
You got all good
yeah.
ideas.
Yeah, but I'm sure you have a lot to talk about, but. Like Carly said, it would be great to get you back on daytime. I'm hoping Bold and Beautiful will work once you get done with Heather and Nicole on this project, so at least you say you work with them. Or at least work with the next Nicole Tom movie or TV show that she might be involved with. So it would be great to work together. And since
it would
guys
be.
Are working in Pittsburgh. I'm not going to be able to make it to Pittsburgh, but if you ever come down to North Carolina to do a play, I'll be happy to see you if it's in Fayetteville.
Oh, that's great. I'll let you know. We actually were in North Carolina, but it was a couple of years ago. So if we go back, I will definitely let you know. It was a fun show there. So yeah,
right.
We do this show every once in a while. We'll get a call from a theater that wants us to come in. So we re-rehearse it, and we go and we fly out, and we'll do it for a day or for a weekend or once before we did it for a week in Fort Lauderdale, but it's a fun show. All three of us are on stage the entire time. We actually put our makeup on and we wear wigs and we put all of that on while on stage. So as the audience, you get to see that. And then we go behind our little vanities, put on our clothes and then come back around and start the play. So it's kind of interesting. You get to see the whole transformation happen before you.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, I'm going to let you go and so you can get to some more callers in your short time, but thanks for coming on the show, and you're welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for calling. It was nice to talk to you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Okay, Bobby.
Bye.
I will put David on.
Huh? Yeah, I'm still on.
And this day we'll do all, Bobby. And David, you're on.
Hi, Sonia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Pretty good. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah, it is too. We have to have you back in daytime soon. I think, yeah. Go on to jail hospital and then with Cardi. Yeah. We would like to work with Heather, Tom, and Nicole.
Yeah. I will say hello to them, and I will push for me to go back to daytime. You'll be the first to know.
Awesome. Do you have any satisfied secrets from the guy, like, he tells about, like, anything that happened, like, secrets? Anything that happened, the guy, like...
Do I have any secrets from the soap? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. Guy, like, do you have any funny stories from Guy and Light?
Oh, gosh. Stories from Guy and Light. You know, I think one of, I mean, there's so many memorable stories. I mean, one of the, like, it's just a silly little story, silly little thing. But I remember Lucy, you know, Lucy had all these issues and all these problems, but there was one scene where she was with her niece, Marina, the little baby, and it was really sweet, and I went up to the baby, and I was just like, oh, it's so nice to have a little niece, and we're family, and it was like this really warm and touching scene, and then the baby, like, turned her head towards camera and vomited, like, straight to camera.
How about?
Terrible. I was like, well, that's what she thinks about this scene. But that was just a funny thing. I think the other, I mean, there were so many memorable moments, but one of the other times that was sort of a unique behind those scenes kind of thing was when Lucy and Alan Michael had their first love scene. You know, people always ask me about love scenes, and I didn't have that many because, you know, I was one of the longest running virgins, I think, in daytime TV. So I just, like, that didn't happen. But once we finally got together, because Lucy had been through that whole rape storyline and the whole Brent Marion storyline, she'd been through a lot of trauma. And so they actually closed the set, which meant all of the crew was there. So they kind of kept it small. And it was so beautiful and so, like, I don't know, they just had it really beautifully lit, and it was quiet, and Rick came in, and being the perfect gentleman that he is, brought, like, a rose just to say, here we go, this is our little moment of characters, you know, and then you do all these, like, awkward things, because it's always really weird when you do these love scenes, it's never comfortable, you're always in these weird positions that look good on TV, but, like, you just... Yeah, it was strange, but it was just such a sweet moment, such a sweet little scene, and everybody was just like, oh, Lucy and Alan Michael, <You know? laughs> but it was nice, and Rick was so sweet and made the whole thing so comfortable, because I was feeling very awkward. And then, of course, Florida for Lucy's wedding, you know, that I had this dress with this gigantic train. I forget how many feet it was, but it was a record amount of feet that this wedding dress had. So it went, oh, God, 25 feet or something like that, or maybe it was even more. So it was huge. And then they had us, where we did our vows, they had us lifted up on a crane and then this long dress going down, almost about a story and a half. It was really tall, but it was kind of cool. It was like 4 a.m. in the morning when we filmed this because we were at Disney World, so we had to film at night when the park was closed.
So we started working at midnight, and here we're having our big romantic vows at like 4 a.m. We're tired, we're freezing. But it was really fun to be able to go on location for a soap opera. You don't always get that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you were great on Way to This. That'd be on that Way to This, so, too.
Yeah.
We're great.
Thanks.
Yeah. And thank you for your support over the years with me. Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, David, are you done?
Yes.
Or do you have more questions?
No. She ain't got it yet.
Okay, I will put you on hold because I'm very, very nice. Well, sometimes. And Sonia, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
And what are you doing for Christmas and Thanksgiving? Because I cannot believe it's right around the corner. I can't believe Thanksgiving is a week and a half away or 2 weeks away, and then Christmas. Where did this year go?
It's crazy. I don't know. But I'm cooking Thanksgiving for about 18 people. So I'm going to be really busy for Thanksgiving. And then Christmas, we go to my sister's. So she does the cooking for Christmas. And then after that, we're going away as a family to Aruba, which will be really, really nice. So looking forward to all the holidays. But it sure will be a very, very busy time.
I mean, you're cooking for 15 people?
I think I have 18 people this year. Yes.
Okay, just remember, do everything in stages. This is what my mom always says. Then you don't get stressed out if you do everything, in stages. And then you won't feel, really like carrying anyone on Thanksgiving. And then, when you sit down at dinner, you will feel better. But I think cooking the whole day and then it takes like 5 minutes to eat is not like a very, very nice thing, because it takes you all day to cook, then 5 minutes for everyone to eat. Because by the time everyone eats, everyone is starving.
Right.
So, yeah, and I hope you have a great Christmas. And
thank
a good Thanksgiving. And please let us know about Heather, the Tom sisters. And we will look forward to that.
Well, thank you. I will do. And you have a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas, too. And I will circle back with you about coming back with the Tom sisters.
Okay, cool. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Great interview, Carly, and I really enjoy it. And like you said earlier to Sonia, and I'll agree with you, it would be a great idea to get Heather Tom on this show, because I know with her busy schedule for directing and Bone and Duval, it would be probably next to impossible to get her right now, but she has time. And I think
I just got word on a guest that might come on tomorrow, but I'm waiting for word, so I don't know. So I will be texting you guys if we have a show tomorrow. And why not? Nothing's on tomorrow.
Right.
Nothing is on, but seeing Trump go down. And
I don't really want to watch that stuff.
Bobby, think about this. Yes, I think it's good that they are in some way, because then the people that don't believe this guy has done anything or done anything wrong
can
finally see what he has. The papers will be there. The evidence will be right there. And, I think it's about time, the American people know the truth about this guy. And I cannot wait.
It's a clown show, and this is going to be a circus court. But, I mean, it's bad enough they're just taking away the soaps for a couple of days, which I don't like.
I know, but if this means this guy can, if we can get this guy out, then I'm all for it. You know, I mean, I've been for it for, you know, since day one, but I'm telling you, we will have a party on here when the time comes. And then I just want to say that Days of Our Life fans, do not freak out.
I got your text this afternoon. I thought first that it was what I thought it was. Then, but when I went on Central.com club, I couldn't believe it was true or not, because I thought it was one of those TMZ stories that was trying to make it up just to scare people. But like I said in the text, we saw this with Passions, All My Children, and One Life to Live. These shows that were originally on the original network end up going to, well, Passions went to DirecTV, and One Life to Live and All My Children went to Hulu. And they didn't get that much ratings after that.
David, okay. I mean, Bobby, we are only talking about 2 days of this. Okay? And I think it will wrap up in 2 days. You know, I don't think it's going to be the next O.J. Simpson thing. I really don't. And number two, it's about time to take him down. It's about time to take this guy down in the mud where he deserves. And, you know, if I have to miss 2 days of myself to get this guy out, okay, I'm not, I will, you know, sacrifice it, but I want to tell everyone to, I know the news, the Days of Our Life spoke today.
And it's nothing
to worry about, you guys. Okay, they've done it last year and the year before. But the thing was, this was leaked. Someone got a hold of this was leaked. They are coming back. You know, they are not being fired. You know, this is...
Right. Because the last thing you want is another...
The last thing you want on Days is another
serial killer loose and then have everybody be on an island again like we saw before. And number two, when I heard this story and saw when you texted me earlier, Carly, and I went to SoapCentral.com, I thought this was a TMZ report because they're the first one to break stuff that's usually not true 95% of the time. But I'm sure that...
I'm not worried about David Live being canceled. I'm not worried.
I'm not worried about it because, you know what? NBC knows they've got to do the right thing. And number one, if they don't, I will be blaming Ron Calabari until the day... I die, and number two, so we'll make it.
You can't blame him.
Right.
You can't blame him.
Right.
But Carly, the fast food thing is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Really being in a coma for you?
Carly, David, I know that... We have seen this with other social support because when the council got in line, I thought it was an April Fool's joke because it was April 1st. When the council has work coming a year later, I thought this was another joke. But both of them was true, and we lived on because the Talk and Let's Make a Deal was great replacement for CBS, even though I didn't like the idea at first. But when we saw this happen with Passions, One Life to Live and All My Children, they just temporarily put Passions on DirecTV. Hardly anybody that doesn't have DirecTV saw Passions, and then with the All My Children, One Life Lip thing, they just put it on the internet, but hardly nobody had access to Hulu because of the price And
well,
and so I
well,
hope,
that's
hopefully
true, because
not going to look like this.
Hulu is not expensive.
Yeah. I mean, at the
I
time,
paid,
when all my children went to live, it was like $13 a month or $13 a year. So, but.
Okay.
I'm not worried about they being canceled because they've done this
no,
before and they came back.
They have stuff taped into July 2020. And we
yeah, but what's
going to
happen after the Tokyo? But what's going to happen after the 2 week Olympic break in Tokyo if we
no,
if we hear the news before the Tokyo
also,
break?
Also, this is the deal. I think we have the stupid Olympics on too. So you know, I don't think I will, you know.
I'll be a little bit more concerned come March at what happens, because I want to see after the Olympics, no days on TV, and we get stuck with Kelly Clarkson in the afternoon.
I think people are playing with our heads. Everything is okay. And, you know, just don't worry about it, because there's nothing to worry about it right now. And I am more worried about me, getting through all my soaps, than Dave, because I need to wash them and get through them. So I'm more worried about that than what's going to happen in 6 months. In 6 months,
right,
it's a whole hell of a lot of deal.
I got plenty of stories. Like I was telling Stacey Adu, who plays Christian and Susan on Dave today on Instagram, I hope that when they do come back, that they just go the same pattern that the other soaps go, and that it's a month in advance, not wait a whole year before production.
And you know what they are doing? Because
this is turning into like a prime time show. The prime time shows do that kind of stuff, not daytime. And they did it because they thought they can get away with it similar to prime time, and it worked. But the question is, will we, after the Tokyo Olympics, be seeing more days, or will we be seeing something else in this place? I hope it's not something else in this place, because I will definitely pass and just have to just find one of the three remaining soaps, if they're not a new soap on NBC, to watch.
Okay, well, we are ending the show because I yelled a little too long last night at the Seahawks game. And I yelled at the Seahawks game last night, but we came back with the victory. So
yeah,
that's all I care about. You know, we got in overtime. Well, it was 4 seconds to go. We got the field goal, but I mean, I'm happy with that. And I will text you guys if we get the guest tomorrow. And have a great night, you guys, and just go relax.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Bobby. See you Friday.
Good night. Good night, Carly.
Be double.
Good night.
All right, I'll be there.
I was blown away. What could I say? It all seemed to make sense. You're taking away everything. And I can't deal with that. I try to see the good in life. The good things in life are hard to find. Oh,
taking all I can take, and I cannot wait. Wasting too much time, being strong, holding on. Can't let it bring us down. My life with you means everything, so I won't give up that easily. I'll blow it away, blow it away. Can we make this something good? Cause it's all misunderstood. Well, I try to do it right this time around. Let's start over. I try to do it right this time around. It's not over. Cause the part of me is dead in the ground. This love is killing me. But you're the only one. It's not over.
Francisca Dabo. Have a great night. Bye-bye.